on the H-1B, the H-1B was instituted because there was a shortage of STEM-related workers. And there's been a big push to encourage more and more college students to go into STEM, and women also to go into STEM, because the statistics says that there's more jobs than there are people. And so if there are students who are in STEM and not getting jobs, I hope that that's not the case. But what the H-1B visas, that's very specific to the STEM arena. And when the STEM allocations are given out, the companies don't have a tax incentive. They have to pay into a pot so that it'll offset any costs that is incurred in bringing a H-1B person in, and also should be able to be utilized for the education system. So they don't get a tax break. They're paid into the system. And I think under the system right now, I think we're looking at about 86,000 H-1B. And that goes very quickly, and there's still a shortage of there's still a great need for H-1B visas, but that was the cap. In the company's immigration reform, we had a trigger that would have allowed companies to be able to realize another allotment of H-1B visas, but on the protection of our students, we don't have enough students graduating from STEM. My son graduated from STEM, and he got a job immediately in the aerospace industry. And this was a few years ago when H-1B visas first started to come around. So as long as there are students who are getting their degrees in the STEM areas, I think that they are not experienced too much difficulty in getting a job in the high tech or in the IT arenas. So I think what we really need to do is bolster up the capacity of training more and more students. And I think that the capacity is the issue. We have a limited amount of students coming out, and we're not putting enough incentives. I guess that's your point also, is that we probably should be putting more incentives into our students who would go to the STEM arena if they had attraction to do that. But I think that we're looking at sweetening the pot for those who are going to